Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
I know a lady who does have an eye for the men, and she's married, and that's okay. What do they say, Dana? It's okay to get your appetite as long as you eat at home. That's it, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Oh, you weren't sure what I was going to say there, were you?
No, and I'm just trying to be very careful. Very, very careful.
Hey, does The Rock make you go weak at the old knees?
No, not necessarily. I'm very much a Hugh Jackman, you know, type of girl. Someone that's strong and manly. Actually, a lot like you, Ted.
It's a curse, you know, Dana, because I walk down the street and just, like, leave me alone, ladies. I'm just out to buy some aftershave and some deodorant. I've run out of loo paper. Leave me alone. Give me a second.
Let's face it, we just all love you. It's simple as that.
It is a curse, you know. Anyway, enough about me. What do you think about it? No, so we're talking about the movies today. Garth Wiley is absent with leave, and I've been really looking forward to hearing from you about this one, because I've seen the shorts a couple of times. It's called Fantastic Beasts.
Lumos Maxima.
Yesterday, a wizard entered New York with a case full of magical creatures, and unfortunately, some have escaped.
The strange things going on all over the city. The people behind this are not like you and me.
Dana, it is a little bit Harry Potterish, but it's got a bit of a twist, doesn't it?
It certainly does. I'm that excited, Todd, about this particular series, because we all love Harry Potter, and of course J.K. Rowling took it as far as she could take it. But, I mean, can she get any more clever, this girl? She's incredible. So, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. So it certainly will delight those that love Harry Potter. So let me just set the scene a little bit for you. Now, imagine this, Todd. It's the year 1926, and a character by the name of Newt Scamander has just completed his journey around the world. So he decides to go to New York, and there he meets a character and by the name of Jacob, who actually happens to be in a briefcase. That's right, in a briefcase. So therefore the journey starts. So it's all about wizards and magic and riches. And oh, look, it's really quite brilliant. She's just truly amazing, this character.
It's got a little bit of Gremlins about it in a certain way, doesn't it? They're escaped and they need to get them back.
They do, very much so. And she actually, this is the first of five films she's announced. Not only has she written the books, she's actually written a screenplay as well. So therefore, the next sequel after this will actually be 2018 and 2020. So it's very much, a bit of Harry, but not so much. But it's magical. The cinematography is just quite exceptional. So you just sit there, basically, and it will just come around you. It's just really quite remarkable.
And the great part about these kind of movies is you leave your reality and your logic at the door, you walk through, and for an hour and a half, you can just be transformed to another world. And that truly is the magic of movies, isn't it?
It certainly is. I'm very lucky to live in that space. And this particular movie stars Eddie Redmayne, Johnny Depp, and of course Colin Farrell. So you can't go wrong there, that's for sure.
No, actually no one's mentioned Johnny Depp or Colin Farrell in the Sexiest Man list at the moment. Look, I'm going to let you go and dream of Hugh Jackman, and we'll talk to you very, very soon.
Oh, lovely to speak to you. Thank you so much, Ted.
Thanks, Dana. Dana Pichelov from Event Cinemas. Yeah. Fantastic Beasts.
2NURFM 103.7.